This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 3/29/2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. Got a question about your future? Call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm astrologer and card reader Myrna Lamb here with you right until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions. And if you're new to the program and you don't know exactly what's going on, all you have to do is stay tuned because I'm going right to the phones and you'll get the drift. The most important thing to know is when you call in and speak to Ken, he asks your first name and you can make it up. He asks your birthday. I need the truth. And when you come through to me, I need you to ask me one specific question just because time doesn't permit us to look at everything. Let's start right now with Stacy in Fall River. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, Stacy. Let's see, you're born under the sign of Capricorn. And what's your question for me?
Okay, me and my husband are about to make an offer on a foreclosed home.
Mm-hmm.
And they're asking higher than what we're offering. How does it look?
Okay, let's take a look. You're born under the sign of Capricorn, and what's your husband's birthday?
7/11.
So he's 7/11. Born under the sign of Cancer. He's the King of Spades in this system, and you are the Queen of Clubs. I have the card that represents you, and I see the card that represents him. It doesn't look as if they're going to do it. I think that your offer has to come up if you really want that house.
Okay.
For one thing, it would seem to me that the house has enough value in it to justify pretty close to what they are asking. So maybe you came in a little too low with your counteroffer. And these cards are suggesting that it doesn't look as if you're going to get it. So if you really do want it, I think you got to move up.
Okay.
Thanks, Stacey. Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Raphael in Providence. Raphael, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. And I see that you are an Aquarian. And what is your question for me?
Me and my wife are trying to buy a house. I just want to know where we at.
Okay, it would seem that a lot of people are in the market for a house tonight. And
yeah.
There are a lot of people trying to sell them. Have you been looking around already?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, King of Diamonds is the card that represents you. What's your wife's birthday?
1/5.
So she's a Capricorn, and I have the card that represents her. And when I look in the fourth house, what I'm seeing right now is it's all four suits there. All four suits means a lack of clarity. Your wife seems to know exactly what she wants. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. And do the two of you really agree on what it is?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Then what I had was the sense of confusion. But let's see what the cards say when I go further. And when I look in the place that has to do with coming up with the money, it's a little tight. It's a little tight. You've got some capital to start with, but you may need a little bit more. So I guess what that comes down to is finding a house that's more than you can afford right at the moment. So you've got to be very careful to work with. If you're working with a realtor to make it very clear that you have an exact price and you won't go above that, and don't go above that, okay, Raphael? Don't go above that price.
Okay.
And what these cards say is frustration for a while longer for you to find what you really want. I have a feeling that what you really want may not be advertised in the newspaper, so that if you are looking clear only by doing that, you may not find it. What you can do is drive around the certain neighborhoods that you know you'd really like to be in, because you may see a sign for sale by owner as a possibility. I also think that it's often worthwhile to work with a realtor when you're trying to buy something, because they know where all the listings are. But again, it's critically important that you make it absolutely clear you will not go above a certain price. And that's my only concern for you, because I'm seeing something like something that could be as much as $40,000 more than you really ought to be paying at this time. Okay, Raphael?
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Janet in Fall River. Janet, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrtle. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Janet. And let's see, you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
My question is, I'm going through some problems with my health, with my back.
Yes.
And I was wondering what the outcome is going to be on it.
All right, let's take a look. And I take it you've had some different therapies or tried some different approaches to deal with your back?
I had several operations.
You have had? Oh, dear. All right. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. Did Did you get any better at all last year?
Well, the last operation there was it was successful.
It was?
Yes.
Okay. Because it seems to me that one of the really difficult times for you was in the year 2003.
Okay.
That was tough. And I don't know whether that's when the injury occurred, but it looks to me as though 3 was tough and also 5. But 7 should have been a little bit better. Okay. Oh, you need to see a different doctor. Janet, I'm looking in the 9th house, and the 9th house is legal and professional advice, and what I'm seeing is a picture that suggests you need a different approach. You need something other than what you're doing right now.
Okay.
And I believe you can get a lot better. You have very encouraging cards, especially any problem in the middle of your back as opposed to the lowest part of the back.
Exactly.
Okay. The middle of your back, I see you really being able to get a lot better there. But you need something that's not in the mix right now, some approach that's not there now. So I think you need to try to talk to different doctors. Just get a different approach.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call, and good luck with that, Janet. 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available. Dolores in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Dolores. I see you're calling about a nephew who's a Libra.
Yes.
And what's your question about him?
The question is there a job, a new job on the horizon?
Oh, dear. Is he out of work at this time?
Yes.
How long has he been unemployed?
I'm not sure. Maybe a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, maybe a year. I'm not sure.
Oh, my goodness. That's an awfully long time. Let's get the cards down and see what I can find out. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents him. I have that card. Oh, dear. There's so many frustration cards around here. What kind of work did he do?
We worked around boats.
Okay. The card that represents him falls in the 9th house of the layout. The 9th house represents away from here. In the 4th house, which is like around here, there's a 9 of hearts and a 9 of spades. That's my best card and my worst card, and they're full of confusion. And yet he has gorgeous cards in the 9th house. So if I were you, I would suggest that he look in other areas. I don't know if that's Virginia or Florida or California, but someplace where there's a much more active boating scene even than we have here. I know we have a lot of boats here, and I know there's usually work, but he's not finding it here. And again, the best opportunities for him seem to be a distance from here. Dolores, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lisa in West Warwick. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Lisa, I see you're a Gemini.
I am.
And what's your question for me?
I have a question. I was just hospitalized
at
the end of February for 17 days.
Oh, my.
And I guess they're in the final stages of making a decision for me for my disability.
Mm-hmm.
They were waiting for some medical reports, which I sent them.
Right.
And I would just like to know what you see as the outcome, if it's going to be in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you have beautiful cards around you, so I think the answer is clearly yes.
Really?
Yeah. You need one more document.
I do.
Yes, you do. Check over very carefully. One document is not complete. And
okay.
All you need is one paragraph that isn't complete, and they'll deny you, and you'll have to start all over again. You will get it. You will get it.
Okay, because I've already been denied one.
Oh, well,
so.
Good, because that may be. But just make sure every document is there, because I've got a little 3 of spades. It's a little hiccup in the midst of all of this. But otherwise, you are surrounded by hearts, and there's all kinds of beautiful hearts in the 12th house. It's not beautiful to need disability, sweetheart.
Right.
I know that. But at least, if you need it, you deserve to get it.
Okay.
And the picture as I see it is just make sure every single document is absolutely in place. I just have a sense one document isn't quite right. When you find out, will you call and let me know?
I will.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 o'clock, taking your calls and making predictions. Our lines are full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's start with Raymond in Wakefield. Raymond, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I see that you're born under the sign of Capricorn, and what's your question for me?
No, Scorpio.
You're a Scorpio, and what's your question?
My question is, I have a legal problem, and I wanted to know how it would turn out.
Okay, let's take a look at the cards and see what's going on. The Queen of Spades represents you, and I'm seeing some interesting cards here. Hold on a second. I have the card that represents you falling in the fifth house, and your seventh house cards look good. You've got people around you who are helpful. I think you've got a solid attorney working with you.
Yes.
And it does look as though, ultimately, the resolution of the case is in your favor. If, however, there's money involved, it's not a lot of money.
Really?
It's not a lot of money.
Well, it appears to be at this point.
Well, I don't see it as being a lot. Now, look, everything is relative. So, for example, if you're expecting $500 and you get $350,000, that's still a lot of money, but it's much less than you expect. That's the kind of thing. It doesn't look like a lot of money, relatively, as I see it.
Okay.
All right, Ramon, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-32. You know, I should have commented on this. So often, people are in lawsuits where they're expecting an enormous amount of money, and they don't get it. And I think that's something that can be a real problem. Now, I just did not see anything that I would describe as an enormous amount of money in that last layout of the cards. Gina in Cranston, welcome to the program.
Hello, Myrna.
Hey, Gina. So you are born right at the tail end of Virgo.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your question for me?
I'm considering looking for a new job, and I was wondering if this is a good time for me to be doing that.
Well, it's an interesting time for you to be doing it because of the placement of Saturn in your sun sign. When Saturn is in your sun sign, there's usually a buildup of responsibility and commensurate stress. Now, I need to make this very clear, and I do repeat this because I think it's important. When people get married, the first year of marriage is very stressful, even though it's wonderful. And the first year of a baby's life is incredibly stressful, although, again, it's wonderful. So when I say that something's going to be stressful, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be bad, but it will be demanding. Now, I look at your cards, and you want to know about changing jobs, and I have a very interesting picture here because, on the one hand, it looks as if you are capable of making substantial money. It certainly looks as though there's potential for you to change jobs, but we have a nine of spades in a place that I find distressing. Do you really dislike the job you have right now?
No, but I'm looking for something with more money.
Yes. Okay. The reason I asked the question is that there are cards that have to do with change and newness, but I'm concerned about you walking from something into something that will be uncomfortable for you. And since you don't hate the job you have right now, I think timing in terms of making a move is very important. Sooner is better than later. And that is because Saturn is at the very beginning of the sign of Virgo right now, whereas your sun is at the very end of that sign. So if you are going to make a move, I would recommend that you start looking virtually immediately.
Okay.
And should you decide to make a move again, the cards look quite terrific for you to move into a position where you would make more money. Gina, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available. Mary Ellen in New Bedford, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Mary Ellen, you are a Libra, and what's your question for me?
Yes, I have an autistic child. I'm divorced from his father, and we've divorced because of the autism.
Oh, dear.
My ex refuses to believe he's autistic. Not that he refuses to believe, but he's in denial.
Okay.
And I'm worried that when he's with my child, I'm worried about my child, not so much in danger, but I have this worry, concerns.
Okay, let me get some data from you, Mary Ellen.
Sure.
The Queen of Diamonds represents you as a Libra. What's your ex-husband's month and day?
8/22.
So he's right at the end of Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And the King of Hearts represents him. And what's your little one's birthday?
New Year's, January 1st.
Okay, so he is a Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jack of Clubs represents him. Okay. The Jack of Clubs falls in the same set of cards with you, and that's you trying to protect him. There's another man in there, too, and I don't know whether that's your father or a brother. So there's another male in the family who's important in your son's life.
Okay.
And that's very important because it helps to compensate. Now, the card that represents your ex-husband falls in the second house. The cards around him are not dreadful. I do not see any reason to be fearful at this time. But if anything happens that you're not comfortable with, you know you can take action, and you know you can do something. But I don't see cause for concern right now. What I really see is you being very unhappy, and I don't blame you for what happened. if he had only been willing to work with you, you could hope that something this could have been worked on. And your son has a lot more potential than has been realized so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mary Ellen, it's a lousy situation. I wish it were different. I don't think you're going to be alone forever, and that's good news.
Okay.
But seriously, I don't see any reason to be fearful with regard to your son in relationship to his father.
So you don't think he's in any type of danger with him? I'm just worried that he's so irresponsible that my son is going to get lost somewhere or something's going to happen to him. He's not going to realize that he's in danger, and danger will strike.
I can understand why you would be fearful, because this is a man who's turned his back on a situation. And so just think of that as a metaphor, turning his back on this. Mm-hmm. You're fearful he'll turn his back on your son.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you do? You can get your son an ID bracelet that has his home address and phone number on it.
Okay.
And you can make sure he wears that ID bracelet at all times.
Mm-hmm.
You can sew into his clothing his home phone number.
Mm-hmm.
You can do things to help protect him in that way. But in all honesty, Mary Ellen, I think that you're... distress is because of the way your ex treated you and the child, and not because the child is really in danger.
Okay.
Mary Ellen, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available. Cecilia in Attleboro, welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, and I see you have a question about a Virgo son.
Yes, I do.
What's your question for him?
Actually, I'll preface by saying he had a burnout or breakdown at his previous employment.
Yes.
And he's having a problem with confidence and wondering what he should go into, what type of work is best suited for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have the card that represents him. And I believe that right now the best thing for your son to be doing is thinking carefully about what it is that he'd like to do, if he could do anything. It's a fun question to bat around. This is not the right time for him to be looking for a job. In fact, what I really expect he's going to do is take a course or two to refresh some skills and make himself feel more confident. I am not suggesting that he's going to go to college to pick up some kind of a degree or new degree. But I do see him taking a course. I do see him also continuing to work on self-affirmation, and he should be in a group counseling situation as opposed to single-person therapy. Those two things would help him. He is still feeling confused. I don't think he should be looking for the power job. I think he should only be focusing on what is it he really wants. And then as we get later into this year and next year, he will begin to focus more clearly on being able to manifest that in some kind of a job.
Oh. Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome, Cecilia. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Nellie in Fall River, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hi.
Nellie.
Hello,
Nellie. I see that you are born under the sign of Taurus.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I'm sure, like everybody else, we've had a tough financial year.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious if this is going to look up anytime soon.
Okay. The Queen of Clubs represents you, and what's your husband's birthday?
10-1. 10-1,
so he is a Libra. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, every sign has certain things that they care about most or fear most. And Taurus is the sign of stability and security. And so when money is tough, when there are pressures around money, that's really the scariest thing of all for the sign of Taurus. So under no circumstances do I underestimate how important this is to you.
Right.
When I look at your cards, seriously, in the eighth house, which is like investments and like money in the bank and money that comes in from different sources, your cards are secure. In the second house, which is money in your pocket right now, that's where there's a pinch. But your cards really do indicate plenty of ability on both of your parts to earn money. So I don't see this as an ongoing terrible situation. What I do see is you feeling a lot of fear, and that may be inhibiting to your husband.
Okay,
what he really needs to hear you say is, I know we're going to be okay, honey. And I know that some of the things that I say come out of my paranoia. And it's true, isn't it, Nellie?
It is. Very true.
I truly do not believe that your situation is as bad as perhaps you think it is. And I really mean the most important thing for you to do is tell your husband you love him, you trust him, and you know it's going to get better. Let's talk to Michelle in Providence. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hello, Michelle. You are a Libra. And what is your question for me?
Hi, yes. I was just, I'm currently unemployed, and I just wanted to know if you see me finding a job soon.
There are three possibilities that are going to show up for you in the course of the next 3 weeks. What you need to do is get in touch with all kinds of friends. You really need to get on the phone tomorrow and call 7 different people. The number 7 is all over the place in this card reading. 7 is the number of the sign of Libra, and 7 is the number that represents your best friends. And in the box that has to do with making money, you have 3 of those 7s. You need to get on the phone, call everybody that you can think of, brothers and sisters and cousins and their brothers and sisters and cousins, and ask them if they have any leads, because it's through one of them that you will indeed find a job. Michelle, thank you for the call. Out of time for this section. Stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb. I'm Myrna Lamb, here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Our lines are full, so when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Jean in Westport, Mass., welcome to the program.
Hi, yes.
Hi, Jean. I see that you're an Aries.
Yes, yes.
And what's your question?
I have a small business, mm-hmm. and I was just wondering what the future for this business looks like.
Okay, let's take a look and see what these cards say. I have the card that represents you, and you follow the Nine of Hearts, which is the single best card in the deck. So right away, that's good news. You also fall in the third house. Now, the third house is all about communication. It's about marketing. It's about PR. It's about advertising. Are you doing much of that?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
That will pay off. Now, we're talking very local. We're not talking about out beyond the area. So, for example, if I were you running your business, I would be advertising in the local newspaper, not necessarily in the statewide newspaper. So you want to be very focused on this as I see it.
You mean advertising for help or advertising to marketing?
Marketing.
Marketing, okay.
Now, as far as the business is concerned, we have a stable picture with regard to the money. And the work itself looks like it's going quite well. And there's these gorgeous cards around you, and yet there's a real problem up in the 10th house. Do you have somebody else working with you in this business?
Yes.
There is another woman?
Yes.
How do you get along with her?
I get along with her.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. Is there a clear definition about who's responsible for what?
No.
Problem.
Yeah.
So you fall with a 9, she falls with a 9, both of you fall with a 10. I mean, this interconnection's all over the place, but things are not clear. And you need to work that out, because that gets messy. And I think people get annoyed. So
okay.
you've got some work to do on this, but I'm optimistic that you can make it successful. Something has to be different. Did you try to branch out into something a little bit different within this past calendar year?
No, I did not.
It's time to.
It's time to?
Yeah. You've got to do something. You've got to add something. Something's got to be infused into this business. Your 9th house card shows stagnation. So if you want this business to grow, first of all, you and your partner have to have much clearer, specific responsibilities. And secondly, you need to do marketing. And thirdly, you need to expand the offerings of your business. It's becoming stagnant. Jean, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Grace in Swansea, Mass. Grace, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Grace. You have a question, I understand, for your husband, who's born under the sign of Aries.
Yes.
And what's your question for him?
What is the status with his work?
What's the status with his work? He is the King of Hearts. How long has he been at this company?
1 year.
Only 1 year. Okay. I have the card that represents him. And he falls with a 3 of spades on one side of him, which is less than thrilled. And a 10 of spades on the other side of him, which is also not wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And in the box that represents the job itself, we have all 4 suits, meaning confusion. I know he got hired just a year ago. I get a feeling that these cards are suggesting that he thought he was going to be doing one thing, mm-hmm. and he's doing something else.
Exactly.
And that's got him feeling totally annoyed. And I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. But especially in Aries, he feels like, what's the matter? Why did they do this to me? He takes it very personally.
Right.
And I don't think that it was set up personally. I think it's the way it went. Mm-hmm. And this happens. It happens fairly frequently. But he's taking it very personally, and he's unhappy about it. The company itself likes him.
Mm-hmm.
There's nice cards up there. And there's potential for him to grow in that company. However, he doesn't trust them anymore.
Exactly.
So he doesn't want to stay there. And he's young enough, and he has still a lot of time ahead of him in terms of working. And he's got dual cards all over the place. Dual cards represent another opportunity. So I would say to him, honey, You're going to have to work for a lot more years. Why be unhappy? I can't think of anything worse than getting up in the morning and going off 5 days a week to a job that I don't like or don't feel appreciated at.
Right.
So I would say, for heaven's sake, look for something else, because he's got what it takes. He'll find something else. Even if it takes him 7 to 9 months, he'll find something else. And once he decides to start looking for something else, he won't mind getting up and going to work as much, because he will know full well, I'm not here for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Grace, thanks for the call. Let's talk to Janet in Fall River. Janet, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, Janet, thanks. And I see that you're calling about your son.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for him?
My question is, I was wondering for the future, how's he going to do as far as getting his life in order?
Okay. Your son is all of not quite 16 years old.
My son is 26 next month.
Okay. And you're asking me whether he's going to get his life in order. That's a huge question, Janet. It's a huge question. Now, if he's got a drugs or alcohol problem at 16, you need help. And you need help before he's too old for you to get the help for him.
Well, he's 26 now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got the wrong dates in front of me.
That's okay.
All right. At 26 years old, your son has the right to do anything he wants to with his life, including wasting it. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Exactly.
He is an adult. He has the right to make horrible choices, and there's nothing you can do about it. You have no role. All you can really do is say to him, I love you and I hope you live to be 99, but the way you're going, you've got me quite unhappy. And that's all you can say. So I look at the cards, and he falls with cards that indicate to me he is still in total denial. And until that changes, Janet, you can love him with your whole heart, and you can pray for him every day, and you can do everything on your power, and it will get you absolutely nowhere, because you haven't got any power.
No, I don't.
Not with him.
It's out of my hands.
Sorry, Janet.
No, that's okay. Have a good day.
And you too. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Steve in Fall River. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. And let's see, you're born at the very beginning of the sign of Pisces. And what is your question for me, Steve?
Well, right now, I'm the only one working.
You're the only one working? You mean your wife is not working?
Yes, she's not working.
Okay.
And I want to know if it'll be financially...
What's going to happen? Okay.
Fine.
I have the King of Diamonds, which represents you. What's your wife's birthday?
11/18.
So she's born under the sign of Scorpio. And I have the card that represents her. She's got some very difficult cards in the sixth house. Has she had a health problem?
Yes, she has.
And that's why she can't go back to work for a while?
Yeah.
You know, I know it's a strain, and I know that it feels scary, but I also know that you're going to be okay. Your cards indicate that you're going to be okay. You may have to consider whether you need to do something part-time in addition to what you're doing right now for a little while until things settle down. Do you own your house?
Yes, I do.
Because there's nice cards around that, and it may be that your property could help to produce a little income for you.
Yeah.
So it might be that for a short while, if you had a line of credit, it might help you for a while, and then perhaps in a year or two, you'd be able to either sell it and move to something a little smaller. But it might. It looks to me as though there's equity in your home that can help you solve a short-term problem.
All right.
And as far as where your wife is going in terms of her health and the possibility for her to be able to work in the future, I don't know. But right now, absolutely, she can't.
Okay.
Steve, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line available for you. Marie in Westport, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Marie. I'm well, thanks. And I see you're born under the sign of Taurus.
Yes.
And your question for me.
I have a couple of questions. One is, there was a prospect of a job that looked really good, and I'm wondering if you can tell me anything about that. And the other question was about my son.
I can't.
Oh, okay, you can only answer one?
That's right, Marie. Which question do you want me to answer?
First one.
Okay. You're born under the sign of Taurus, and the Queen of Clubs represents you, and you wanted to know whether you might get the job that you interviewed for very recently.
Right.
It looks very good. Did you interview for another job within the past 2 months that you did not get?
I interviewed a while ago, yeah, for something I didn't get. But most recently, I've passed two interviews. The first stage is the one I'm concerned about.
Okay. Here's my concern. You have cards that clearly indicate the potential to change jobs. I'm sure that you will.
Okay.
I would like to be able to tell you that I'm sure it's going to be this particular job. But what we have here, I have a 2 and 4 of hearts, and that would represent these last 2 months, and you did go through 2 stages that went well, but there's a 4 of spades on the surface, and that makes me wonder whether it's come down to you and one other woman.
Okay.
And she might have a slight edge over you because of who she knows. And that would be the only reason. But if that happens, do not lose heart, because there will be another opportunity for you. And at the very worst case, it will happen in September. It could happen as soon as June.
Okay,
okay, Marie. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Kathy in Cranston. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, Kathy. And boy, you are such a sucker for the underdog, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Help me, please.
The minute I saw your birth date, I knew it. Okay, so you were born under the sign of Cancer, and what's your question for me tonight?
I just got laid off the other day, you know, I need to work, so I'm
just
wondering, well, how my prospects look, because I'm not exactly a spring chicken.
Yeah, but you have something going for you. You have a certain charisma, you have a certain warmth, and you have a certain vibrancy, and I see a change for the better, believe it or not. You have the 9 of hearts falling up in the 10th house representing your new job. And you have a 4 of hearts, which is a change for the better in the 6th house. So as far as I'm concerned, I see nothing but optimism for you. I feel quite confident about you being able to move into a better job. Okay, we have Fatima and Stacy and Bruce on the line, and we have one line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm astrologer Myrna Lamb here with you for a little while longer until 7 o'clock, and I just want to take a minute to let you know that I am available for private sessions. And should you be interested in knowing more about that, my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island is at 401-333-7970, 333-7970. And also on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., I'm at that same phone number, and I do mini readings for people just like you're hearing me do on the air. So if you have one question and you want to call in, you want privacy, you don't want to do it on the radio, 333-7970, nominal fee, 7 to 10 p.m. on Wednesdays. Also want to remind you, I hope you'll check out my book, which is being published in Polish and in Russian, in those countries, and it's called The Astrology of Great Sex. And also look for my new book, which will be coming out in May, and it's called The Astrology of Great Gay Sex. Okay, back to the phones at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Fatima in Fall River, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Fatima. I see that you're a Virgo, and what's your question for me?
Okay, I'm just wondering, am I going to have any children?
Are you married?
Yes.
What's your husband's birthday?
April 7th.
Okay, so he's in Aries. I need both cards to give me a better idea of what's going on. Your cards say yes. You have an Ace of Diamonds, which is the potential, and then we have the 9 of Hearts, which is a promise. And I look at your husband's cards, and I see what's going on in his 5th house cards, and there's a little Jack of Hearts in there, which is like a mini version of your husband. So in spite of the fact that it may be a little difficult for you on some level, Fatima, the answer is yes.
Great. Would you be able to say how soon?
Well, with the cards that I'm seeing there, I expect that you should be pregnant before the end of this year and that the baby would be born in 2009. The year 9 is the dominant number.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Fatima. Let us know. And it looked like a sun, by the way. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Bruce in Middletown, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, Bruce. And let's see, you're a Pisces.
Yeah.
And what's your question?
Well, I have more of a comment on the woman that called with the autistic child.
Thank you, yes.
Divorced.
Okay.
The divorce rate with children with autism is about 90%.
I know.
So it's huge. The good news is there's autism's treatable.
Yep.
I can give you a website.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. Interested. Absolutely. Let's write down this website.
It's the National Autism Association.
NationalAutismAssociation.
.org. And what it is autism can be treated basically by treating the medical symptoms of autism, and the mainstream medicine tells you that autism is a permanent psychological disorder, which is completely wrong.
I'm glad to hear that. And, of course, it's a whole spectrum anyway, from very mild to more severe. Tell me again, it's National Autism...
National Autism Association.
Association.
.org.
.org.
Another one would be Generation Rescue.
Generation Rescue.
GenerationRescue.org.
Okay, great.
And if she's uncomfortable with her husband having her autistic child, or she has some concerns, I think she should keep that child away from him. Because depending on the severity of his autism, it could be very damaging to that child.
Okay. I really appreciate you calling in and weighing in with your suggestions. Ruth, thank you so much for that call. 438-WPRO, let's talk to Stacy in Providence. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, Stacy, and I see you're a Sagittarian. What's your question for me?
Mine is job related. Mm-hmm. I work at several different places as an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm.
One place in particular, there's kind of changes going on.
Right.
And I'm just calling to find out if you see me staying there or if you see...
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they say one thing and...
Are there four different places that you go to?
Three or four, yeah.
Okay. I have the number four, and it's the fourth that's not so good. So
mm-hmm.
I think that you have reason to believe that may not continue.
Okay.
And therefore, it would be wise for you to start looking around for something to fill that gap.
How do I determine which one is the fourth?
You've got to know. You're the one who knows that. You know full well that a couple of the things you're doing are very secure. One of them may be completely uncertain, but one of them is the one that you really have reason to expect is not going well, and I trust your instincts, and I'm working off you.
Okay.
So you trust your own instincts in this. You know, you're born under the sign of Sagittarius, and Saturn is in Virgo, your opposite sign, your square sign, excuse me, and it's in a place that has to do with stresses connected to work. So
mm-hmm.
your reading of the situation is an accurate one, Stacey.
Okay, so how long do you see me at this place?
At least 4 to 6 weeks or 4 months.
Okay.
But it's not much beyond that, not as I see it.
Okay.
All right, Stacy, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Ellen in Charleston. Ellen, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, and you're an Aquarian. And what's your question for me?
I'd like to know if you see anything in relation to my son.
Okay, and what is his birthday, Ellen?
March 2nd.
March 2nd. So he's born under the sign of Pisces, and
yes.
he's an adult. Are you concerned about him in terms of health?
His health.
Okay.
Yes.
I have the King of Spades, which would represent him. And in his second house, the cards don't look bleak, nor do they look that bad when I look in his sixth house. So if he's got a situation that's being treated, that's good. If he's got an addiction, that's a different question.
No, he's been sick for a very, very long time.
Really? Well, here's what I've got. His second house cards and his sixth house cards don't show anything grievous right now, which to me suggests that that whatever his circumstances are, it's a plateau. It's not changing right now. But the ninth house cards were bad, and the ninth house can pertain to addiction in terms of denial. So since that's not the case... Then the ninth house does represent legal and professional advice. And that, to me, makes me wonder whether the doctors that he's working with are taking any kind of a fresh view of things or if they've just assumed that they know the whole situation and are locked into their approach to it.
Absolutely.
Then with those cards, I think it would be wise for him to be seen by someone who's absolutely new to the whole situation and will take a fresh view.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks
God
for the call.
God be with you.
Thanks, Ellen, and to you. Let's talk to Bree on a car phone. Bree, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, Bree, and let's see, you're born under the sign of Taurus, and what's your question for me?
The job I'm in right now, I'm just trying to see if it's the place where I should be,
mm-hmm.
and it's also up for, we could possibly be closing down,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if you could help me with that.
Okay, so you're a Taurus, and how long have you been at this company?
It'll be a year in July.
Okay, so it's very new.
Mm-hmm.
And you fall right in your own sixth house, which represents the job. And in the box that represents the company, the picture is fairly good. So it seems that if it sells, and October is a key month,
mm-hmm.
if it sells, it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody's going to be out of work.
Okay.
there seems to be some potential for you. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something else that's going on around you that has nothing to do with the job, however, that's showing up. It's about a relationship. You know what I'm mm-hmm. talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of unhappiness about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the I know. I say you have to ask me only one question, but the cards are saying it's the relationship that's got you more concerned. Job-wise, frankly, if you lost this job, Bree, you'd find another one in no time, and it wouldn't matter a darn.
That makes me feel good, yeah.
I'm glad you mm-hmm. called.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk to Anita in Newport. Anita, welcome to the program. Hey, Anita.
I'm wondering about my marriage, whether it'll work out. Do you need his birthday?
Yes. You are a Scorpio, and what's his birthday?
4/21.
So he's born under the sign of Taurus.
Right.
And the two of you have been married for a good long time.
That's correct.
And it's very sad to think that it wouldn't be working out satisfactorily at this time. You know, there's so many ways you can go with this, Anita. One of them is, of course, to just live your own life independent of your marriage. I don't mean going out and having affairs.
Right.
I mean doing the things that give you pleasure, whether it connects to your work or to other best friends, or whether it's about taking a trip here or there. And you've got cards that really do indicate that you could be somewhat independent if you wanted to be. But... Oh, but there's all sorts of complications here. So it's out of your hands more often than not, isn't it, Anita?
Yeah.
It's more often about what he wants and how he wants to handle things. And I don't know how to answer something like that because it's not about you. I don't know that there's anything that you can do to make it better. Do you think so?
No.
Neither do I. And since it's not about what you can do, then there's only two options here. Either you let the marriage go or you find a way to live around whatever it is that he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. There could be somebody else in the picture.
Is somebody else in the picture. And that's what I was hinting at. I like to be a little indirect every now and then, Anita.
His birthday is 4/7.
Yeah. Well, anything's possible. Anything's uh-huh. possible. 4/7 is not the best suited sign for you, but it's nice for now.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, it's nice for now.
Oh. Okay.
So, you know...
I missed what you were saying.
I know. What I'm struggling with
yes.
is that I don't have a picture here that suggests you really want to go out on your own at this time.
Yes, okay.
So if what you hope to do is move from one situation to another, that's kind of a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
And I don't see that working for you either.
Okay.
So I really believe you have only two options here. One is to decide to go off on your own.
Yes.
To be divorced because
yes.
that's what you want. The
okay.
other thing is to live your life around your marriage. You live
okay.
your life around it, doing whatever it is that gives you pleasure, and let your husband go do what he wants, and what you have then is a roommate situation.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
right.
seriously, Anita, there's no one way to have a relationship. So as far as I'm concerned, you and your husband can, in fact, continue to live together, but not necessarily in the full sense of what most people mean by marriage. Anita, thanks for the call. Thank you all for your calls. Not only that, thank you all for everything you contributed to Cure Kids Cancer. That's fabulous. I'm Myrna Lamb. I hope you have a wonderful week. And my office phone is 333-7970. Ken, thanks for all your help.